From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Top intelligence officials say they believe high-level Russian authorities were directly responsible for the hacking and leaking of documents from the Democratic National Committee during the 2016 presidential election campaign. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, National Security Agency Chief Michael Rogers, and Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence Marcel Letra testified Thursday before the Senate Armed Services Committee. They called Russian cyber attacks a major threat to national interests. President-elect Donald Trump, meanwhile, continues to cast doubt on the conclusions of U.S. intelligence, but some prominent Republicans have said they want even tougher sanctions against Russia. Zlotitsa Hoke reports.
The Armed Services Committee hearing is chaired by prominent Republican John McCain, who said Wednesday it is clear that Russia was behind the hacking and must bear consequences. McCain has not been hesitant in his condemnation for Russia.
We will work in the Congress to have stronger sanctions in order to prevent further attacks on the United States of America.
McCain also indicated that Congress is prepared to fight Trump on the issue. Zlatica Hope, Washington.
Authorities say suspected Kurdish militants set off a car bomb near a courthouse in Turkey's western city of Izmir on Thursday, killing a police officer and a courthouse employee. The provincial governor says a skirmish broke out when police officers tried to stop a vehicle at a checkpoint in front of the Beyer Akli courthouse. At least 9 people were killed when a car bomb exploded in the Syrian town of Jable. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights is putting the death toll at 14. This is VOA News. The United Nations Security Council has condemned in the strongest terms Tuesday's killing of 2 Moroccan UN peacekeepers in the Central African Republic. The peacekeepers were killed as they accompanied fuel trucks about 60 kilometers west of the town of Obo. They were attacked by unknown assailants who fled into the bush. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the new Trump administration should maintain partnerships with NATO and allies in the Asia-Pacific while also holding Russia accountable for its stated mission of battling terrorists in Syria. The recommendations came in a memo that Carter, like the other cabinet secretaries, prepared to highlight what their departments achieved during the 8-year presidency of Barack Obama. The documents were released Thursday along with a letter from Mr. Obama. Carter said the military faced significant impediments presented by Congress that included budget cuts and efforts to micromanage the Defense Department. The number of Americans signing up for unemployment assistance dropped to nearly the lowest level in decades last week, a sign of a healthy U.S. job market. Thursday's report from the Labor Department says jobless claims dropped 28,000 to a nationwide level of 235,000. Economists say any reading below 300,000 is consistent with a healthy labor market. A sharp hike in gasoline prices in Mexico sparked the looting of stores Wednesday amid growing unrest over the rising cost of living in the Latin American country. Since the government boosted fuel prices on January 1st by up to 20%, citizens have blocked service stations, disrupted road traffic, and held protests. The Interior Ministry says more than 200 people were arrested during Wednesday's violence. An Amnesty International report released Thursday says militias allied with Iraqi troops are committing war crimes with weapons provided to the Iraqi military by at least 16 countries, including the U.S., Russia, and Iran. The rights group said the predominantly Shiite militias are collectively known as the Hashid Sa'abi. Amnesty said they committed war crimes such as arbitrary killings and torture using weapons from Iraqi military stockpiles. A spokesman for Hashid Sa'abi did not immediately respond to a request for comments. The U.S. State Department has placed the son of Al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden, Hamza bin Laden, on its terrorist blacklist. Hamza bin Laden, who is in his mid-20s, is reported to have become active in the Al-Qaeda terrorist community since his father was killed by U.S. forces in 2011. The State Department designation means U.S. citizens are prohibited from engaging in any kind of business transaction with him. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.